It's 80 degrees at 8:55. It's time to check in on the commodity markets on this Wednesday morning. We bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Markets advancing nicely this morning in the wake of yesterday's USDA supply and demand numbers and a longer-term forecast for warmer and drier conditions. Currently, the markets are showing nice advances. September corn, 362 and three quarters, up 10.5 cents. December corn, 370 and a quarter, also up a dime. August soybeans, 11 and a quarter, up 23.5 cents. And November beans, 11.10 and a half, up 23.5. Soybean meal up $10.60 a ton at $386.60. Soybean oil, 31.62 cents a pound, up 30. Wheat market also showing nice advances. Chicago wheat, 469, up 8. Kansas City wheat for December, up 5 and 3 quarters at 454. And Minneapolis wheat, up 5 and a half cents at 523. Crude market down about 72 cents here this morning. And the dollar is showing just a little bit of weakness as well. Weekly export inspections Monday gave us the 14th consecutive week of 1 million metric tons or higher corn exports, supporting the USDA's ideas that this year's exports should best the 2 billion bushel mark for the first time in several years. On the topic of corn, larger global supplies of feed quality wheat are expected to undercut corn prices in sensitive markets like the EU and Asia, according to the USDA yesterday. Our in-house assumption is that the overall demand base is pretty much in place and that markets will be increasingly sensitive to possible yield cuts in the United States production figure going forward. Volume and open interest figures this morning showed that corn open interest yesterday was down about 3,000 contracts, while option open interest jumped a notable 28,000 contracts. Soybean open interest was expected to be up following yesterday's advance, and the numbers show an increase of about 9,300 contracts. Wheat open interest were virtually unchanged. Commitment of Traders report showed funds continue to add to their short position in wheat. They still appear to be long about 86,000 contracts of corn, and the soybeans funds are still large long position holders, and they appear to have added some more length yesterday. Looking for positive influence for our markets, the Soyplex is sounding the alarm of concern with the advance yesterday and overnight. In our view, the tightening balance sheet this year, year over year, has the little tolerance for yield reductions going forward, and currently the USDA appears to be pretty optimistic for domestic production prospects. Keep in mind also that funds have been big shorts in the wheat market and for an extended period of time, and seasonally we should be looking for a low of consequence at any time. Bottom line, corn, beans, and wheat should have a positive trajectory from here to the end of the month, at which point we'll hopefully have a better handle on corn pollination prospects and the August weather scenario. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us on this Wednesday. In your forecast, we're going to have our share of rain chances here over the next week or so, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Partly sunny skies expected, though the sunshine has been a little hard to come by so far today. A high of 87 degrees, southwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Showers and thunderstorms likely this evening, a chance of more rain overnight with a low of 70, southwest winds 5 to 10. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, a 30% chance of a lingering shower or thunderstorm tomorrow morning, the high 86. Winds will shift to the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear tomorrow night, low 65. Mostly sunny, a bit cooler for Friday with a high of 81 degrees. Mostly sunny and 82 for the day Saturday, and a chance of rain back in the forecast starting on Sunday with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 85, a 50% chance Sunday night and Monday, and we'll warm up just a touch with highs by Tuesday up to 87 degrees. Currently 80 degrees in Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media, WYOL AM 580 and WYOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.